On October 19, Creative Community for Peace, CCFP, hosted its 7th annual Ambassadors of Peace, AOP, event, honoring individuals in the entertainment industry who speak out against hate and bring about positive change not only in the industry, but the world. Honorees included actor Jerry O'Connell, Bruce Reznikoff, President, CEO, Universal Music Enterprises, who worked with The Who, Tom Petty, and John Mellencamp, David Cohan, showrunner and executive producer of Will and Grace, and Mid-Century Modern, Blair Cohan, partner and board member of United Talent Agency, Paul Rudd, Cynthia Erivo, Ali Wong, Julia Garner, and Jonathan Strauss, CEO at Create Music Group. Mellencamp performed at the event, which was held at the home of Chaim Sabin, chairman and CEO of Sabin Capital Group. In his acceptance speech, O'Connell told the crowd, "I introduced myself to everyone here at the CCFP and I said, tell me what I can do to help. Here's my phone number, here's my email, let me know what to do. Really, tonight is my honor." Reznikoff said that to make a real impact, sometimes we need to get out of our comfort zones. That's what I'm doing tonight. In the Jewish community, especially during an epidemic of undeniable and widespread anti-Semitism, we will always need more voices, and particularly in the music industry. CCFP brings caring people together to help amplify our voices, and I'm proud to do my part tonight. Attendees included stars and leaders like Gene Simmons from Kiss and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Berry Gordy, founder of Motown Records, Gary Barber, co-founder Spyglass Media Group, actresses Emmanuelle Shrieky and Rebecca De Mornay, Jacqueline Saturn, president of Virgin Music, and Michael Rodenberg, founder and partner at 3 Arts Entertainment. CCFP is a nonprofit entertainment industry organization comprised of prominent members of the entertainment community who build bridges through the arts. They educate on rising anti-Semitism in the entertainment industry and galvanize support against the cultural boycott of Israel. For instance, when musical artists are pressured not to perform in Israel, CCFP steps in to help. CCFP chairman and co-founder David Renzer, who gave the opening remarks, said, "We have to push back. We have to educate. We believe in coexistence. We believe in the power of music and arts and culture to help build bridges and that it should not be shut down." In his speech, Ari Engel, CCFP executive director, urged people to be visibly and proudly Jewish. "Jewish pride means knowing where we come from and taking control of where we are going," he said. "It means speaking Hebrew with joy, wearing your Magen David in the open, loving Israel, not with blind nationalism, but with eyes wide open, with commitment, with critique and care." During his performance, Mellencamp got real with the crowd, telling them, "I don't like to call it anti-Semitism. It's too polite a word for what it really is. Hatred is what it really is. And I may just be a guy with a guitar and sing some songs, but I promise this to the Jewish people. I will remain a staunch ally to you guys as long as I'm on this earth. And to the Jewish haters, I say, F you."